Continuing the Mishnah, two explanations of some of the questions that we haven't dealt with sufficiently yet. We have the second list, the positive list. So last week we went as far as Mar V'Toy and Mar V'Chai. Now we're up to Mar V'Chochum and Mar V'Yeshiva. The last four that we have on the list, we have to finish tonight. So we'd like just a basic idea of each one of them. Marga Chochma, Marga Yeshiva. What is Chochma more than Peri? You said Marga Peri, what are we saying now more? And what is the, what's Marga Yeshiva? What is that telling us? So the Rishon explained to us that there are two levels of learning of Peri. There's one level that's called Torah, and another level that's called Chochmah. The level that's called Torah is the basic ideas of Torah, on all levels. But then there is a deeper understanding of Torah, which is called Pilchus Mitzvot, which the Etzim was not necessarily part of Martin Torah. So I'm going through the very difficult idea, but the Gemara says that originally that part of Torah was given only to Meshavim. Nohak ayin Torah v'goyim v'asar v'isa. Lula Zeus, Chayisar would have a Torah, ideas of Torah, facts, but the depths of understanding would not be available only for the Yoshin of Moshin, Ruchim of Moshin, Vashim of Moshin, all of the Yoshin of Moshin. It wouldn't be Nachas HaKalah. There's a Kiddush in Yuchid, and the Ayin of Toiv of Moshin, there was Moshin of Kalah itself. This is a Kiddush of the, has within it responsibility also, that since the Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us, and it's available for the Torah. The Mishnah is telling us that the depths of Sfor and Pilpul, the understanding the depths of Sufis, that maybe Nobel Tertullah, getting to the understandings behind the Mishnah, or the Torah, and the Torah. This is a process that is when Yuchod needs Yeshiva. Torah, the ideas of Torah, is known as one also. But in order to get to the Pilpul Chochma, to get to the Svara, so then Yeshiva, and Yeshiva includes both the Chaverim, and mainly Rebbe Talmud relationship, Shihurim. As any person with a citizenship would be married, gives him a much greater opportunity, ability to understand the depths of whatever it is that he's learning than he could ever do if he were preparing the same material on his own. And the Marba, there are different cases, and they're showing whether it's Marba Chochma, Marba Yeshiva, Marba Yeshiva, Chochma, but it works both ways. There's a relationship where a person extends beyond himself and is given credit for. And this is the opposite number that we had in the beginning of the mission we spoke about last week, that there are things that, like the Marva Shifkas, Marva Zima, Marva Nosh, Marva Trochim, Marva Vala, Marva Gezal, that even these are various and that's a maybe that possibly you're not even aware of it. But since it is something that is directly related to you because you perform, so you carry a level of responsibility to it. So too, in the positive sense, Marva Chochma and Marva Yeshiva, when a person's involved on this higher form, on the very special form of Nimitah that can only or mainly be accomplished through the process of Yeshiva, so that gives a person both the Talmidim and the Rebbeim a whole different realm of Schar, a whole different realm of accomplishment, that's not available in the form. And this Yisoid is the Yisoid that Klai Yisrael and Zilupon throughout most of the generations. There were generations with the yeshivas, per se, were not the main form of learning. Since the Chaim Volozhiner reestablished the yeshivas story, since the days of Volozhiner, it is for the most part yeshivas have become the main centers of the Torah. And the reason for that being is because of this mission. That's the story that this mission is teaching us. That the levels of human material are not the new form of yeshiva, compared to the form of the released in yeshiva is a whole separate level. And we said Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chaim, we haven't said that yet. We were dealing with a whole separate concept, a whole separate coil of Torah, which, if we'll put it in the form of the one I was talking with, uplifts the relationship of Tzaddik to the Torah, or the Tzaddik to the Mishnah, to that level which is Moshe Rabbeinu's level. Well, that fact that it was given originally for Moshe's personal use, and only Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Klai Yisrael, means that this is Torah that relates to that level. And it doesn't relate to Klai Yisrael's Stam level without that special level called Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chiddush of the Korach of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he implanted his Korach in Klai Yisrael. That all of Klai Yisrael not only will use the Torah as the Marva Torah form, but they were able to have a Sheikhus beyond their real Madriga called the Chol. Any person, as Chaim Volozhiner explains, he was the Bala Yeshivas. Reestablish the process of issues. So they ask a very basic question. It says these two things are still. Usually the process is that miyagea means that I have a certain goal in mind. I want to dig down to find a treasure that I know is here. So I have big efforts required, but I have a goal. I make the efforts and you give. And then when I come to the treasure, I don't see it. It's the product of my efforts. And mitzvah is something that happens when you're walking down the street without intending it b'chlal, and certainly had no efforts in that direction. And you see the mitzvah. So what the Torah says in one of the says, Yikato mitzvah taim, lo yikato mitzvah al taim. Yeah. Yigato v'lo al taim. This is the basic formula for limud haTorah. That you miyagea yifato. That's what he explains, that the level of Torah level of Marva Torah, so that can work on the level of yigea. It can work either on the form of yigea and a direct product of your yigea. In terms of zikoron, for example, then it's pure sefer. The retention and proper retention of besides the yigiyah, that's pure sefer. But on this level, there's a break between the process and the results, because we're upgrading. A person can only be in yigiyah pikoifa. A person has no capability of yigiyah, something that's above his level. Mitzia is something that was not a product of his yigiyah. It was something that was thrown at him, it was given to him by the particular Hashkar. Once Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Christ this particular call, so then we have this special formula called Yigata Mitzvah. Any person who sat in the Sugya and was in Yigaya is aware, has experienced this experience, that the results of what he ended up with in Svara Pilgrim are totally unrelated to the Yigiyah that he was putting in. But Yigata, instead of just the byproduct that that Yigiyah should have produced, it's totally upgraded such that the results can then no longer be called the product of the Yigiyah, but they're called Mitzvah. You have the Mitzvah. This is what the special level of yeshivas are based on. That's the difference between yeshiva learning and any other form of learning of Torah, or basic other form. Simple forms of Torah. And this is the, the Torah is teaching us that Marva Torah, Marva Chaim. ודאי זה תתחיל להסתר. כבאית מטריה, לפי יוסף תריה. But there's a whole other level which stands totally on its own. It gets another name in the Mishnah. It's a different process and different results and different quality in this world. Now we're called another Yeshiva.
The second process, what's they say is results are different. You mean it's disproportionate in whatever, that you get results that don't follow from what you put in. There's a chiddush or whatever, your whole limud doesn't seem to relate to the process. The main logs are.
Make a limud.
Yeah.
You have a kasha,
right.
And then the results of what you end up with.
Right.
That's and you turn around and say, oh, where did that come from?
Right, that's what I mean.
If you just say, well, obviously I made step 1, step 2, step 3.
No, it doesn't work.
Step 1, step 2, and then you have step 140.
Right, that's what I mean. Okay.
And it's not just 140, it's a different quality.
Yeah, this form, there's like a, you
find
this
quality. There are many times where a person honestly says over somebody something that they did. And he says,
where
did I know that from? Other people I've had this experience almost every time I say a shiur. I come home and tell my wife, I heard a fabulous shiur today. There's all kinds of fiddush. I said, yeah, whose shiur did you have? Mine. I said it. So it took a while at the beginning to understand that that's
right. Mm-hmm.
Because you prepare, that's your idea. You have basic ideas of what you want to say. So in the process of yeshiva, the results
could be amazing.
Totally above a person's own level.
Right. What happened during the period of the Rishon? What did they do? I mean, how did the Talmidim relate if there was no yeshiva?
During the time of the Gaon, there were yeshivas.
So when did it end?
At the end of the Rishon.
The Gaonim still had yeshiva state until the Gaon.
At the end of the Rishon, and then the Golos Spara.
Oh, during Rishon too?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's only during that small period of early Achron?
It's not very small
period. No, but I mean, I just added another 1,000 years to it, so for me it just...
You're smart? There was a large amount of group.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll settle for that right now. Marvish Kokma Marvish Shiva. Down why Marva Eitzel Marvatun. We asked the question when we started the Mishnah that this Mishnah is against the basic rules of asking Eitzes that we're used to. Generally, when a person goes to fast, Eitzes. We ask Eitzes. Maybe just one more line on the subject before, and I'll tie them together. One of the aspects that come out of Marbu Chochma, Marbu Yeshiva in particular, is an idea which is now known, and that's the when a person is in Torah, the person learns Pekei, the person learns Bava Kamma, so he knows Bava Kamma. We're learning on the level of Torah. But when you get to the under level that's underneath there, we'll call it the orator, the chokhmah of Torah itself. Not just the idea of the pnim of Torah. That's near mayor of Nishma Solomon. That's called chokhmah. The Talmud chokhmah, something else explained later in other Mishnayos. Chokhmah, water has two forms. When it's a fluid, you call it water. When it's frozen, you call it ice. Chokhmah also has two forms. When it's Eish Levona Gabi Eish Shkoira, so you call it Chokhmah. Or if it's Mushat, you call it Chokhmah. When it is become embodied in a human being, it is called Chokhmah. Then, we've spoken about this other times, that not every time a person just knows the ideas of Torah, does it become Chokhmah. He can be a homoerotic as well. but if the body becomes a form of Chochmah, called Chochmah, then everything that exists is a product that's coming from that place. And you have Chochmah to go beyond, totally beyond the cause and effect results. What is an electron? Swingish wrote instructions on the brain surgery. Where did he know that? He knew that from running the brocks. I'm running all shots. There's no place where it says I have no brain surgery. But when you went closer to him, I felt close to him. I felt close to him. Even on that brain surgery. It has to be on a very high level. It has to be on the brain. He never figured it out. He just knew it. Okay, let's go the connecting Marva Eats and Marva Tuna. Let's look at the way in the secular world. Where does a person have stasis? The joke on something, whatever. Do you know the difference between this generation and what was in Europe? It's Europe, it's a thing to come. Ask stasis and give money. It's in America, they give stasis and ask money. Beyond the jokes, the idea being is they say that on politics, medical, and education, everybody's an expert. Everybody has aces to give. Who's going to ask aces? But on
medical,
on medicine, politics, and education, everybody's a sheep. Everybody has a day, and I'm just going to tell you, never going to go ask aces. You know, there's a place where you could adapt. But for example, a person needs financial advice how to invest in stocks. Or if you need legal advice on how to deal with some legal problems. So that person doesn't have any emotional problems. It's a special development. So I ask around or wherever I find out who's a good legal advisor. And I make an appointment. He doesn't know. Anybody at this type of a thing, one of the number one rules of success is that you can't go ask 10 people. Because if you ask 10 people, you can end up with a thing called confusion at best. And at worst, what you're going to find out is that you may have different systems that each one individual worked very nicely on their own. But if you start taking them, So one of the basic rules of people who worked in this type of advice asking is that you have to choose your place and go with it. If you see it doesn't work, you switch it, try something else. But whichever one you take, you have to take your advice, you have to give a certain amount of trust to the person that you're advising, and you have to go with it. You can't. The opposite of what the mission says in Marvel is Marvel's work. In those terms, Marvel is Marvel's contribution. So what's the mission of time? So the time of the Lajna points this mission very special and it has very major importance. It says in his days he had brings a mind of a human inches that the people say, it says, shall eats of a sacred sacred. Ask answers and then do as you understand. That's what people like to say. Usually when people say statements like that, that means they're not really asking answers. Just the answers is not in place. If you're really asking answers, what do you mean? Well, if you knew what to do, what you ask answers. And if you don't know what to do, so now also you don't know what to do, you ask answers, not your sign. Whatever you say, I'll do the opposite. So, Chaim says that this mission is telling us an idea, but that's similar to this, we've explained what it is. And he says as follows, that in Dvorim Shenugim L'Pnimi Yisra'olim, for example, his personal Avodas Hashem, there's an Avodas Hashem that Shulam Kol Nefesh. Everybody has to do it after 3 times a day. Everybody has to put on Tefillah. Every person has to learn Torah. There's a chiluk of the chiluk of Avodas Hashem, which is a chiluk of Shalom Kol Nefesh. Kas is bad for everybody, Gaiva is bad for everybody. There's a Shalom Kol Nefesh. however, beyond that, there is a person who raises beyond that and has shalos, yes, questions in particular situations, how it should, what's the proper, how we should do it. That questions of Avodas Hashem that are directed to the individual. On this, a person has to know that Lulei Anovi, or somebody who has the Kodak of Chokhmah, also can know. Generally, there is nobody in the world who has the capability of seeing a Pinyin Shalom. Even on a Novi, the Pasuk says, on Shmuel Novi, the greatest of all the pain. The Talmud Mishnah tells him a lesson. With all of you in the world together, all of them, you're the only other person, besides, the only person besides the Ganesha who knows the tuk-tuk, that people knew what's going on in that person is the person himself. Not the other person. The person knows really. If he wants to know the Emes, he can know the Emes. No Eitzer Geber, even a proper Eitzer Geber, could have that clarity of the that really is digging on the inside of the person. So here the mission is continuing. Maravatur, getting to a more famous level. Even a more famous level. The home meditation team where each person is out on his own. That there's nobody who knows exactly his situation, who can understand. So you'll tell him 2 hours describing the whole more complicated personal life situation. Well, it could be up to you. The person carries the responsibility to deal with the problems, to deal with those levels, so there's no escape. So you would think that therefore don't have responsibility. The United States is within the same problem. The mission song is the double pitch. One is that, especially if you ask me more about folklore people, their aces are worthwhile. Because even if they won't have the whole story, they'll have part of the story. And they'll give an input that will, that you couldn't have received on your own, you couldn't have understood on your own. You don't have the seichel, you don't have the hakhana, you don't have what the ideas that they have to be able to create the answer. But if you'll be motivated, you'll find many different parts. Not as a person who goes to legal advice. He doesn't know anything about it. So what does he do? He takes his das and puts it in the drawer. He says, this is my das, nothing. I'll go and ask him what to do, and what he tells me to do, I'll do. That in a way, cop out, sometimes properly. So a person has to recognize, I don't know anything about the subject, so I just have to ask him. Okay. And that's a different type of aids. I want that type of aids, I am for now. Remember, it's an art confusion. The same is true in the halacha. There are many students, halacha things. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to be marvishad. For this very reason. If you're not the person, you're not asking for pure halacha, but you're asking a psak. A psak means you put yourself in the drawer. You're not here, you're not deciding. You're being, somebody's deciding for you. You're not allowed to ask. There's an issue, so halacha shokhama. Not a lot of goods. You go to, it doesn't matter. You go to wherever you're rabbis, as long as you're open to rabbi, and you ask a shayla, and whatever he tells you, black is black, white is white, and it looks to you that white is black, so you have to know that you're probably your glasses. But you do whatever you're told. People sometimes confuse in both directions. Sometimes people get confused that when they really don't have any understanding, and it's not for them to be involved. I mean, they have to ask the psak and follow it blindly. They don't have, don't know to do that. And the psak that they got didn't fit what they wanted, so try again. Maybe the next guy will come closer. I have a certain shwat and call them clients that specialize in this process. You go to the rav that will give you. You inform the rav of what it is that you need, what he's expected to give, and he has to know that he's only going to be a rav as long as he produces the good. And that's his job. That's this position we have. Let's get that. But the Mishnah here is telling us the opposite lesson. There are many areas of life where a person doesn't have the right to opt out. Not only that, he carries the individual and special responsibility, and this is his real self-identity, this is his real individuality. Every person is nimdad in two forms. One person's nimdad is part of clock, as a member of the clock. And in those terms, there are clearly that you cook on everybody together. And that includes all of the poshete kiyum of all mitzvahs and the illuminatim. That's shavuchol nefesh. Whatever shavuchol nefesh is a hashkacha klolus is sufficient to deal with that issue. However, the Vashem didn't send us as any Jew, no Jew was sent to the world solely to be one number member of Klaus. Klaus's number was made up of individuals. That's what we learned with these parshas that we're learning in the Midbar. A number usually is a klal on the mass. In order to prevent that happening, so that each one was brought with a sefer ruach and had to come into individual interview from Rishon Lezion, every member of Klal Yisrael, Bishmoisa. His name, his father's name, he was given his individual power because Klal Yisrael came in after Melachim. Everybody's a Melach. Each person is given a particular task, for he's one of a kind that was him and only him could do that task, and that was the main reason for the world. On the level of the individual responsibility of a person's life, there's no two account. A person always carries the main responsibility on himself. Therefore, he has to be marbe etza, marbe tefillah, which means, the way the Chaim says it, you have to be marbe etza v'achat hachkasa ketfilosfa. You first ask a lot of etzas, and then from the collection of different etzas, you'll get the whole spectrum of the situation clear, and then you, with your inner understanding of the situation and of who you are and what your path is, will be able to pick out the proper portions of different etzas that are given that are particularly fitting for your responsibility, for your path. So the Mishnah is telling us that after Marvatoyim have the fight, after the Hebrew level, two more things at the level of Marvatoyim, there's an even more optimistic level of Tzuras Odom. You're there, that's the person's individuality itself. And on that level, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says on that level, you deal with those things, Marvatoyim and Marvatoyim. Then either you have to be marbe etza to get all the input that you can't come to on your own, but the output, meaning the result, the final decision, you have to carry that on your own shoulders, so you can't cop out. You never cop out by saying, well, I'll just go ask them and do the etza. You can't do that. Just maybe a novi, I'll talk about other few novi, but safe. Even a novi wasn't really anything. The only one who knows the truth in the person is the person himself. He carries the responsibility and will be given accounted for the tops. Why did you make the wrong decision? And if you can give the answer, because I didn't have all the understanding, I don't really understand. It was such a big question. I'm just a little person. So I'll tell you two answers. Number one, you should be not the answer, but people are the people. And number two, and this is the real opinion of it, is you're not such a little person that you thought you were. Every member of Klal Yisrael is not such a small person. They're a big challenge. Every member of Klal Yisrael, the individuality of a person relates to the specific chelik for Shavish Nishmasa of a person, and there are no little ones. There may be relatively big ones or small ones, but none of the little ones. very, very dangerous. They're all very important. They're all very beautiful. And there's no one to cut that. And prison has to put a strain a little bit, carry his responsibility, and go through his individual insanity, his actual life. Every person has things that come his way, which he didn't ask for, he wasn't expecting, wasn't on plans. And on these things, that this is where the real test of the person himself. That's where the Eitzim and where the Tzvun.
The person gets the halacha shot, the type who doesn't know anything about the halacha. He's going to accept it. He's going to live with one person. That kind of Eitzim.
Okay.
I mean, that's the shot. And he gets a psalm. Let's say 4 years later he finds out there was a mistake in psalm. Not a different psalm, a mistake. He has reason to believe it was a mistake. But so he told him something, a confident person, something made a mistake anyway. Read the wrong paragraph, or whatever happened.
Yeah, this is Moshe Feinstein, I asked him a shayla, a half story. He wanted to educate me on these Yisraelis. So he explained to me that after he passed him, even though he passed him the cool in that case, he figured he's going to be one Mac, and do not like him. He said, explain me that would be clear. And they pushed it. He said, if you don't like my job, you got an option. Find yourself an equivalent to be your own. Tell him that you are by Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe Feinstein said it like this. If he wants to overrule it, it's fine. It's okay.
So
what
was his
age?
So with the rest is very important for me to understand. If a rev gives you a psak, that's a kumar. You shouldn't take out a chum to yourself. If you decide, huh?
Psak?
Huh? He gives you
psak.
You have psak.
Makes
sense. What it is when it's finished.
That's it.
You can't be more machir. There's no such concept anymore. That's only if it was an eitz.
Again, there's a different idea. There's an idea of you're not doing it because you're choishish that that's not the halacha. But you now do. You want it to be nusach chasidus, which is not a halacha that's going to be
yeah.
Like it has different rules.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go into that. Okay. That's something really complicated. So that we want to finish the Mishnah, we really do. And we really would like to try. Alright, next. What? Marvit Stucker of Marvit Shaw. This is a very important Mishnah for us. Ramesh came out as Yudhiyuk. As we're going into Chedish Tabas. This is Chedish Tabas. Marvit Stucker of Marvit Shaw. So we shouldn't have a problem with this mission. Because Marbe Ayub Shalom, Ayub Shalom is Marbe Shalom. Yeah. Marbe the Kavachor and the Father say that the Zelfis is Marbe Shalom. It's stuck in Marbe Shalom. Stuck is Marbe Shalom. What's the relationship, individual relationship, special relationship between self and self? And so each of the Shandam explains it in a different, their own facet of the idea. The clearest concept, but you have to choose one. So go with what the Maharal explains the double omk. See if we can understand it. It's a Yisoid Godel in Aleph, Stucker, 2 Sholem, and 3 Chodesh Tamos. And things are coming. Number one, he explains as follows. The Yisoid of Stucker itself, that a person gives the need of a Slimbo, is not an Arabish. He states it clearly straight out. He says, but all of the questions are correct. So they what this is it on parallel case. That a marvel stucker by itself, person gives stucker in the universe, but it's not marvel. He explains it in the following way. He says that, what is a person who gives tzedakah? Where does it come from? So we say that tzedakah on its own, it's on tzedakah, each person has a level of nidvas liha. Chayav v'nisina. A person has value systems, basic kind of value systems. It's called nidvas liha. Tzedakah is the basic form, one of the basic forms, number one on the list. So the highest, it's one of the more basic forms of Midas Chasadim, which there's no Jew. Gromish, it's one of the Rishonim forms of Eri. So the Philo Rishonim is a Mori Mitzvah's Kiyuma. Which Mitzvahs are the Rishonim? Picture yourself Rishonim. Go for something. Not both, no. You have an email to find a picture of a Rosh today. It's not so hard. In class. The Teva of the Yid is there is a Gimel Chasson, like Mona Meshach and Gimel Chasson. In the Bilal of Chaveira, in its Stoker, we have now going on this week. That's our business. Rishayim, Tzadikim, who is it? Maybe it's Shabbos. It comes to Shabbos, it comes to Gimel. Kadeshim across the boards. Across the boards, every year. That's known. Taisho was known for it, internationally known for it. If you go to any country in the world, you have to make some type of a collection for stuff, the situation. It's going to be very difficult. Sometimes they have these big telephone, nice and hot. They try the radio thing, they try the people. And where do they get to? Relative to the mouse, the people that they're the crowds that they're getting with. It's bogus. You go to any shul, even a reform shul. It's any shul. And you come in with something that they relate to as it's stuff of the understanding. Any pick any shul off the map, put a they'll come up with one. Why? Because you didn't give stuff. You stuck with it. It's the same thing. You stuck with it. They're Molly Mitzvah's Kirima. You will show you Shulam. Molly Mitzvah's Kirima. Do that Mitzvah's. It doesn't pop the problem. It's not the problem. It's his problem. But you have to know that the worst Yid, when you say that the worst Yid is better than the best of life, it's good shit. You have Yerushas Ovis, and Gemara's Chasadim, Molly Mitzvah's Kirima. But that's not Marvashon. That's not sufficient to be Marvashon. Why? So he gives it very graphically. It says like this. When a person wants to give, what happens? What goes on inside? He hears a situation, he hears a, or just from within him, he has a feeling that he wants to give, the person can't. All catched up in himself. Natural for you. So he finds the opportunity, the outreach. And he feels uplifted, he feels alive, he feels worthwhile, if you like. There's a nidvas libra. Christ, when you come to nidvas libra, Mishkan, Mali Bereshon gave up one cry. The next day they had to stop. It's up to the roof. Don't do that much. Tell yourself, you need something. There you go. That is nice. This seems great. But let's see, how does it act in the case of the place? Shalom means, it's what happens when Shalom means that there was a possibility of Yishalom. For example, they always say, when you have water, you had more water to cover the water being shown. It was only reboot. You had a half cup of water, yeah. Full cup of water. Nice. That's reboot. It's not shown. When you take water, put it in an H, and through, let's say, a pot, puts each one in the relationship to the other where they help one the other, but they don't hurt the other. So you've made shown that they both, quickness of water, fire together, can produce cooking. that each one by themselves couldn't do as well. That's all. Shalom is when there's a prayer, there's a process called shalom that takes two things that if they would be left just to go at each other, one would go into the other. And if there's something that brings them together, so they produce. So a person gets into a partial case, a problem with shechin, for example. Very common. If a person has a problem with a shalom. If the same shalom would have come to Nachman and Zohar and says, listen, shalom, I have a problem. This problem. But do you do me a favor? Let me spill my water on the grass. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly. Right? Something the person says, oh, thank God, I can't let you do that. But there are things that if you would come nicely and ask for a favor, sure, no problem. If it's a question of needless labor. But if they make a bad bias, and by vote, 7-4, he was voted down, and now he has to do this. No, not that. 7-4, but really, there was misunderstanding, it was like this, and you like that. That's what the rule starts to make like as well. But if you asked me to do it, I would have done it. No, I don't want to do it. This is the tether of all of this, that if I can do it, you need to sleep. Then the kriyas of stock of chesed of a year are very, very broad, and they can really take a person to not as very well. But you can't force me to do it. All the flag is when there is a conflict of interest that comes with the each party trying to enforce their way of the conflict. On a combined situation. Mitzvah slave in itself is no answer to a situation in Machlokes. Same thing, if we ask nicely and we do it, but in the situation of Machlokes, meaning that somebody's trying to tell me this is the way he wants it to be and I gotta listen, then Mitzvah slave craft itself is not going to do the job. What the Rao explains here is that the stucker that a person gives on his own, Christ will give on their own, is called stucker. It's not called marvet stucker. Marvet stucker, to contain situation of marvet stucker, that requires a third, another input. The chesed aspect of the koyach of avron. Chesed, a person did this legal, is not a sufficient koyach to produce a regal stucker. I find tremendous amounts of sachal rigui, it's called stuff. Truth of the matter is that most of the rigui stuff that you find, it always comes with somebody there who came mumbled. And this is the job of those yichidim who have the right to do. Now it's called fundraising, which is an individual way. But here we have to know that it's a tremendously high quality and tremendously high role of clients. You can upgrade the koyach of chesed avraham to a more shleimist level of shalom when a person comes, a rav comes to shul and explains that I'm not asking, I'm telling you this is your responsibility. I'm not asking, please can you do a favor. I'm coming to explain to you why it's yidden, why it's nishamas, why it's human beings. This is responsible. I once experienced it with one of the Rosh Hashivas, went to a certain city, and he came up and he said a nice explanation of what the particular issue that came for. Everywhere in their tracks. He didn't put his hand through the tracks in the end of 3 seconds. And he realized that the sum total was nowhere near what his expectations for his community was. He got back up on the pounded on the table. See these, rip them up, says, that's not he didn't understand. See, I'll explain it to him. So I wasn't asking for favors. I wasn't asking to be rich. I was explaining to the responsible. And he's finished. What do you understand?
check the king. I don't know if anybody could do it at this point, but he could do it. He checks the king in afterwards. Client is a hump. I know other people. A person, it's a mistake if a fundraiser that comes, like an online professor. Depends how they come. I know it was in a, but a person who's a proper fundraiser, client is a little scabbard smoker, are not fundraisers. I'm not asking any favors.
They're doing you a favor.
They're doing you a favor. They're the shevut lumia client self of wringing out a client self, client self, client. This is the combination of the kayach of din and the kayach of chesed. When chesed is not something that we, if you want to, you can, but becomes a responsibility. You must do chesed. And if you don't do chesed, you're not a mensch. The pattern is this you find constantly in Torah. If you do it, you're a chosid aliyah. If you don't do it, you're a chayim. Why can't I just be a normal human being? I know. Klai Yisrael wasn't built to be, we spoke about this many times, to be a normal human being. There are responsibilities in the Torah that brings out of us. Someone's stuck. Nice. And just like, wonderful. That's nice. That's not Marvishal. When you Marvish Stoker, how you Marvish Stoker? After they gave Stoker, out Nibus Libo, then somebody comes along and says, that's not what we're talking about. That's nice. But there's a responsibility you have to understand. You have to really understand that people don't have blankets. That's different. It's not a question of how much you feel like it. It's, did you really fulfill the responsibility that you owe to those people that you have to bestow? And if not, I'm coming to mourn. When there's a proper kehilah situation, so then it was mamish ben chaya, they mourned stuck. He used to go around, knock on the door, say, listen, we know that you are in the religious side. And this situation requires that you give X. They gave it. What do you have to give? And you know, it's full of situations like that. That level of Hechayach, he'd visit it. At least the Kehillah will begin it. Or that one out of Zechato. But the whole issue, the fact that when you have a Marvel stuff, it comes from the combined efforts of the givers and the takers. And the Gemara. Yeshayim says in the Gemara that they had a Kiddush that the Miyim themselves related to this level of takers. That they came and they said, Tiskul Bi. They didn't say, could you please give me a dollar? I'm offering you the opportunity to fill your responsibility. Here, grab it. Here it is, here I am. Take it. It's your responsibility. Here I am, your responsibility. Right, what are you going to do? That's it. If somebody will find you, you just say, Tiskul Bi. But that's for you. Put them around. Has a tree. What's the reason why a mean or had to suffer in this world? Whole question. Right? For the clothes, because Torah applies so that there should be the capability of stalkers. So some Shamas were given the privilege to be a mean. They give clients the capability of having the fulfillment of stalk. Tis could be fine. Marvel Sholem, Marvel Stuff, and Marvel Sholem. When you have combined kodesh, with the chesed and the din joined together, they make Marvel Stuff, that's Marvel Sholem, that's Sholem. All the kodesh stuff together.
Yeah. We'll just finish the Klal of the Mishnah in short with two things that the Chassid Yagid says. He says the Klal of what are the first part and the second part? What's the Mishnah teaching us? So he says a very true thing. He says the last Mishnah was telling us, he says this, of Hashkocha. So he says when you get to Hashkocha, there's a lot of tzaddik, there's a lot of problems with Hashkocha. Tzadik Nirava, these questions. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a part of inflation is being made. It's going to give three by meeting. So it says that you can be by the Mishnah is telling us the Bidika to show you what's three by meeting and what's not three by meeting. So it's something that's three by meeting, something that's through and through to you, then the more of it should be better. Something that is toiv as a tafkid, as a purpose, but not as a tachlis, is only good within the realm of its tachlis. He says this Mishnah is defining for us that all of the toivas of Olam Hazeh, which include in the first Mishnah, are only as good as if they're within the box of the aliens, the qualities, the very good things. But, listen, if you go beyond that, so then the reverse they turn into evils. The second application is those real toys. Real toys in the world are more than we have. More than that. Just finish with the last line that he says after the permission. He says, Yizborach ha-mashkiach ha-amiti la'ad kishsom teva ha-chonet. He says, all of the things of Elam Hazeh are only ha-chonet. You get to Elam Hazeh. Borach Hashem's Bereshit son made natural that the teva of ha-chonet should tafsid l'ilbuya. That if you overdo it, it self-destructs. If it wouldn't be obvious, this process would not be obvious. So you get a special shrach, he's borach, ha-mashkiach, ha-miti la'ad. That Benjamin said, he made it easy for us. Hey, you have a subject whether what you should go for. What's tachlis is this thing? He said, check it out, you can see. He was telling us, check it out. See, if your marker gives you more to it, so then you know it's good. And if your marker, it only works when you're not marker, then you know it's only a hechatimsa, it's only a chana. It's only a kli to come to a tachlis. Then you know.